Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. We're continuing our Fairly Leadership series this morning, and joining me today on the line is Stephanie Brack. Good morning, Stephanie.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm very well. Talking to you over at Benalla. Nice day in Benalla today.
Oh, it's a bit drizzly here.
Bit drizzly everywhere, I think, yes. So you're taking part in the 2022 Fairly Leadership Program. How's it going?
It's going really well. We're nearly halfway through the year and it's just flown by, so it's been great.
What are some of the big issues you've been tackling just recently?
So yesterday we had actually our program day, and that was health and wellbeing that we did over in Shepparton. So that's just one of our latest ones, but we've delved into economic development. We did a welcome to country, which was amazing. Land and water. So for myself, I didn't know much about the land and water industry, so that was amazing to learn a lot more there as well.
So people who may not know what the Fairly Leadership Program is, in a nutshell, how would you describe it?
Oh, geez. I think for myself, it's been about meeting new people. So there's 23 of us in this cohort this year. So it's about meeting others in the region, understanding our region's strengths, where there could be improvements, our challenges for the coming years. Also about learning leadership styles. So whenever we have a guest speaker, we learn about their leadership styles. And I think it's really been, wow, you know, everyone leads in a different way. So that's been great. So we have program days, a couple of times a month. So that's taken us all over the region. We've been to Echuca, Rochester, Cobram, Shepparton, Benalla, and then we do some overnight stays as well, immersives in communities.
You're still working at Benalla Council?
I sure am. I'm the Youth Development Coordinator at Benalla Council.
You've got to tell me all about that. In particular, interesting to hear about your Freezer program.
Yeah, so Benalla's very lucky that we have the Freezer funding from the Victorian Government. As well as getting the Engage funding as well from the Victorian Government this year. So the Freezer and Engage funding really allow us to work alongside young people in our communities to hold events and activities. So that's been amazing. After obviously a bit of a hiatus, it's great to see live music back, you know, pop-up cinemas back and doing real things in the community.
You're a teen mental health first aid instructor. What does that involve?
Yeah, so as part of my role, we lead the Live for Life program in Benalla, which is a youth mental health program. We do it in Benalla, but actually started in the Macedon Ranges, and it now spreads across 10 other communities in Victoria. That's a holistic and all-around approach to young people's mental health, and we teach Year 8 and Year 11 students teen mental health first aid. So we're teaching them over 3 sessions to understand the signs and symptoms that they might see in their friends and themselves if they're going through a mental health problem or a mental health crisis. And it's a great program. And then we also teach adults and parents and community members youth mental health first aid. So if that young person says, do you know what, I think I am going through a mental health problem at the moment, I can go actually talk to someone and they can respond in the right way.
You would have had to almost put a whole other layer on top of that with the impact of COVID-19.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we're getting a lot of new information coming out about the impacts of COVID-19 on young people, especially the online presence that plays a huge part in young people's lives at the moment. So the Teen Mental Health First Aid that we do teach comes from Mental Health First Aid Australia. And they are constantly keeping up their research and their education about the continuing changes and impacts on young people. So we'll definitely see the training evolve and change to keep up with that.
In your experience, what sorts of things are you seeing? How are kids doing?
They're resilient. They're really resilient. They're doing really well. I work with young people outside the schools and in the schools. They are really resilient. They're doing well. I think going back to school has been a really difficult time for them. For myself, you know, I've got an 11-year-old son, and that back to school has been difficult. That, you know, going back 5 days a week, COVID's still in schools and things like that. So I feel like that's probably been the biggest transition at the moment. I've had about 2 years off from actually being in a school, and that's probably a big one for them.
It is incredibly bizarre. If we just took that soundbite of what you just said and played it to ourselves a couple of years ago, we would have, our hair would have stood on end. We would not have believed it.
Yeah.
You just never know what's around the corner, and I guess that comes back to that resilience you talked about. Why did you want to do the Fairly Leadership program, Stephanie?
I think leadership, you know, and really speaks to me, you know. I think increasing your opportunities really speaks to me. And I think I realised that putting myself outside my comfort zone was really important. I think we can get quite comfortable with where we are in our work and our lives. And so doing something like Fairly has really put myself outside my comfort zone. You know, I'm being put in situations I probably wouldn't be in, like, you know, it sounds odd to think that, you know, you'd get nervous putting your hand up and asking a question from 20 other people or so, but you do.
I think many, many people can relate to that. And, I mean, there's a whole public speaking thing. Isn't that, like, the number one fear in people's lives, or the most popular fear, along with spiders, something like that, is public speaking. It is a challenge.
Yeah, it really is. So I think, you know, now being in, I'm like, oh, I think I wanted to put myself outside my comfort zone. I wanted to learn new skills, learn from other leaders in the community, and it's doing just that. So it's been great getting myself out of the comfort zone, and you definitely, like, you put yourself out and you withdraw a little bit every now and then, but it's been great.
What are some of the key takeaways, Stephanie?
Oh, there's been so many. I think something I'm really learning is everything comes back to community. Everything, like every single court program day we've done, guest speakers, it's always coming back to community. So, you know, when we did the economic development day, I thought we were going to just, it was going to be about money. I thought we were going to sit there and talk about money all day. And all of it was about community, you know. There's no economic development in communities without the community behind that idea. Land and water comes back to community. Welcome to country comes back to community. So everything has come back to community. It's really reinforced that idea that if you're not working with your community and letting your community lead you, then you're probably not doing it right. So for me, it always comes back to community.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. So before I let you go, Stephanie, I'm sure you've got to get to work and things. I think that shortly the program will be opening for applications for next year, and anyone can apply and anyone is encouraged to apply. There, of course, are costs involved. What would you just say to anyone who... Well, let me backtrack for a minute. I'm a graduate of the program, obviously, and I speak to a lot of people, and they often just say that they don't think that they would... number one, have the time, or that they are, in inverted commas, good enough. So, which is not true. So what would you say to somebody who might be thinking about stepping up and doing a program like this?
I'd say absolutely do it. I think we have such a different range of people in our course this year. You know, you've got people from all different backgrounds, all different job titles at the moment. So there's no, I'm not good enough, or I'm not a manager, so why would I do it? There's none of that. We're all at different levels. We're all at different starting places at the moment with our leadership journeys. So absolutely do it. Put yourself out of your comfort zone. You know, try something new. You'll meet some amazing people along the way, and you'll really hear some amazing guest speakers. You'll get to see the region. And I realised along, I'm like, oh my gosh, how have I never been to Rochester before? I live in Benalla. How have I never been to Rochester?
Yeah, I think it comes back to what you were saying before. We have our own little orbits, don't we, which we, you know, yeah. Our geographic orbits and our social orbits, and it is good to get out of those occasionally.
Yeah, so it definitely pushes you to see the region as well and understand what's happening in our region. So I say absolutely go for it. Apply for the 2023 cohort, because it's been amazing so far.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Stephanie Brack. She's a part of the 2022 Fairly Leadership Program. All the best with the rest of the program, Stephanie.
Excellent. Thanks, Terry.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Segway Power Sports ATVs, UTVs and SSVs are now available at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment. The Snarler ATV bike is capable of carrying heavy loads and is a powerful and technologically advanced four-wheeler. The Fugelman UT10 petrol UTV is one tough machine, designed to lighten your workload and make those trips around the paddock a blast. And fear no place with the Villain SX10, combining extreme performance with modern aerodynamic design. Segway Power Sports is here. Contact Brendan at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, or Paul at Shepparton Motorcycles and Power Equipment, Benalla Road, or visit our website, shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Tax time is fast approaching, and now is the time to talk to your tax and accounting specialist to ensure that you are in the best position you can be heading into the end of financial year. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that your savings are being maximised? Call SDP Tax to find out today. SDP Tax are so confident in their ability to save you money, they offer a maximum savings guarantee. That's right. SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest tax savings possible. Don't delay, call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829. That's 1300 346 829.
1FM sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to hang your TV? Would you like to look at the TV on the wall and have that picture frame look? Or are you worried the kids might tip over the TV and hurt themselves? Then hang your TV. That's right, hang your TV. Jason's TV are TV wall mounting specialists, and we can hang your TV. We can even supply quality TV mounts and hide all the cables. So if you want to hang your TV, then Jason's TV are waiting to take your call, because we hang TVs. 0403 688 666.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.